Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Creation, Chapter 9, The Passing Away of Bhishma Dev in the Presence of Lord Krishna, Part 2, Verses 25 through 49, Bhishma Dev's Glorious Death. Sutta Goswami said, after hearing Bhishma Dev speak in that appealing tone, Maharaj Yudhisthira, in the presence of all the great rishis, asked Bhishma about the essential principles of various religious duties. At Maharaj Yudhisthira's inquiry, Bhishma Dev first of all defined all the classifications of tasks and orders of life in terms of an individual's qualification. Then, systematically, in twofold divisions, Bhishma described counteraction by detachment and interaction by attachment. Bhishma then explained by divisions acts of charity, the pragmatic activities of a king, and activities for salvation. Bhishma then described the duties of women and devotees, both briefly and extensively. Bhishma Dev then described the occupational duties of different orders and statuses of life, citing instances from history, for Bhishma was himself well acquainted with the truth. And while Bhishma Dev was describing occupational duties, the sun's course ran into the northern hemisphere. This period is desired by mystics who die at their own will. Thereupon that man, who spoke on different subjects with thousands of meanings, and who fought on thousands of battlefields and protected thousands of men, suddenly stopped speaking, and being completely freed from all bondage, Bhishma withdrew his mind from everything else and fixed his wide open eyes upon the original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who stood before Bhishma, four-handed, dressed in yellow garments which glittered and shined. By pure meditation, looking at Lord Sri Krishna, Bhishma at once was freed from all material inauspiciousness and was relieved of all bodily pains caused by the arrow wounds. And thus, all the external activities of his senses at once stopped, and Bhishma Dev prayed transcendentally to the controller of all living beings while quitting his material body. Iti matir upakalpita vritrishna bhagavati satvata pungave vibhumni swa sukam upagate kvachit vihartum prakritim upeyushi yadbhava pravaha. Let me now invest my thinking, feeling, and willing, which were so long engaged in different subjects and occupational duties, in the all-powerful Lord Sri Krishna. For Krishna is always self-satisfied, but sometimes, being the leader of the devotees, Krishna enjoys transcendental pleasure by descending on the material world. Although from Krishna only, the material world is created. Tri Bhuvana Kamanang Tamala Varnam Ravikara Gaura Varambharang Dadhane Vapur Alaka Kulavritana Nabjung Vijaya Sake Ratir Astume Navadya. Sri Krishna is the intimate friend of Arjuna. Krishna has appeared on this earth in his transcendental body, which resembles the bluish color of the tamala tree. Krishna's body attracts everyone in the three planetary systems, upper, middle, and lower. May Krishna's glittering yellow dress and Krishna's lotus face covered with paintings of sandalwood pulp, be the object of my attraction, and may I not desire fruitive results. Yudhi turaga rajo vidurmra vishvak, kacha lulita shramavari alankritasye, mama nishita sharayar vividyamana tvachi vilasat kavachestu Krishna Atma. On the battlefield where Sri Krishna attended Arjuna out of friendship, the flowing hair of Lord Krishna turned ashen due to the dust raised by the hoofs of the horses. And because of Krishna's labor, beads of sweat wetted Krishna's face. All these decorations, intensified by the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows, were enjoyed by Krishna. So let my mind thus go unto Sri Krishna. Sapadi saki vacho nishamya madye nijaparayor balayo rathang nivesha stitavati para sainikayor akshna hritavati partha sake ratir mamastu. In obedience to the command of his friend Arjuna, Lord Sri Krishna entered the arena of the battlefield of Kurukshetra between the soldiers of Arjuna and Duryodhana, and while there, Krishna shortened the lifespans of the opposite party by his merciful glance. This was done simply by Krishna's looking at the enemy. Let my mind be fixed upon that Krishna. Vyavahita pritana mukam niriksha svajana vadhad vimukhasya dosha vidya kumatim aharad atma vidyaya yash charana rati paramasya tasya mestu. And when Arjuna was seemingly polluted by ignorance, upon observing the soldiers and commanders before him on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, Lord Krishna eradicated Arjuna's ignorance by delivering transcendental knowledge. May Krishna's lotus feet always remain the object of my attraction. Sva nigamam apahaya mat pratigyam ritam adhikartum avapluto ratastha drita rata charano vyayach chalad gur harir ivahuntum ibhang gatotariya. Fulfilling my desire and sacrificing his own promise, Krishna got down from the chariot, took up its wheel, and ran towards me hurriedly, just as a lion goes to kill an elephant. Krishna even dropped his outer garment on the way. Shita vishikha hato vishirna dangsha kshataja paripluta atatayino me prasabam abhisasara mad vadharthang sa bhavatu me bhagavan gatir mukundah. May the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, who awards salvation, be my ultimate destination. On the battlefield, Krishna charged me as if angry because of the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows. Krishna's shield was scattered, and Krishna's body was smeared with blood due to the wounds. Vijaya Ratha Kutumba Ata Totre Dritahaya Rashmani Tach Triye Kshaniye Bhagavati Ratir Astume Mumorshor Yam Iha Niriksha Hata Gata Swarupam. So, at the moment of death, let my ultimate attraction be to Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead. I concentrate my mind upon the chariot driver of Arjuna, Krishna, who stood with a whip in his right hand and a bridle rope in his left. Krishna was very careful to give protection to Arjuna's chariot by all means. Those who saw Krishna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra attained their original forms after death. Lalita Gati Vilasa Valguhasa Pranaya Nirikshana Kalpitor Umana Krita Manukrita Vatya Unbadandha Prakritim Agankila Yasya Gopa Vadvaha. Let my mind be fixed upon Lord Sri Krishna, whose motions and smiles of love attracted the damsels of Rajadam. The gopis imitated the characteristic movements of the Lord after Krishna's disappearance from the rasa dance. Munigana Nripavarya Sankuleyanta Sadasi Yudhishthira Rajasuya Esham Arhanam Upapeda Ikshaniyo Mama Drishi Gochara Esha Avir Atma. At the Rajasuya Yajna sacrifice performed by Maharaj Yudhishthir, there was the greatest assembly of all the elite men of the world, the royal and learned orders. And in that great assembly, Lord Sri Krishna was worshipped by one and all as the most exalted personality of Godhead. This happened during my presence, and I remembered the incident in order to keep my mind upon Lord Krishna. Tam imam ahang ajang sharira bhajan hridi hridi vishtatam atma kalpitanam prati grisham iva naikadarkam ekam samadhi gatosmi vidhuta veda moha. So now I can meditate with full concentration upon that one Lord, Sri Krishna, now present before me, because I have transcended the misconceptions of duality in regard to Krishna's presence in everyone's heart, even in the hearts of the mental speculators. So Krishna is in everyone's heart, just as the sun may be perceived differently, but still the sun is one. Suta Goswami said, thus Bhishma Dev merged his consciousness in the Super Soul, Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with his mind, speech, sight and actions. And thus Bhishma became silent and his breathing stopped. And knowing that Bhishma Dev had merged into the unlimited eternity of the Supreme Absolute, all present there became silent like birds at the end of the day. Thereafter, both men and demigods sounded drums in honor, and the honest royal order commenced demonstrations of praise and respect. And from the sky fell showers of flowers. O descendant of Bhrigu, Shaunaka, after performing funeral rituals for the dead body of Bhishma Dev, Maharaj Yudhishthir was momentarily overtaken with grief. All the great sages then glorified Lord Sri Krishna, who was present there, by confidential Vedic hymns. Then all of them returned to their respective hermitages, bearing always within their hearts Lord Sri Krishna. And thereafter, Maharaj Yudhishthir at once went to his capital, Hastinapur, accompanied by Lord Krishna. And there, Yudhishthir consoled his uncle Dhritarashtra and aunt Gandhari, who was an ascetic. After this, the great religious king, Maharaj Yudhishthir, executed the royal power in his kingdom strictly according to the codes and royal principles which were approved by his uncle Dhritarashtra and confirmed by Lord Sri Krishna. Recorded January 5, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Gopinath, Gopinath, Guchao Sangsara Jwala, Avidya Jatana, Arohnahi Shahe, Janama Marana Mana, Gopinath, Gopinath. Ami to kamera dasa, vishaya basana, jagiche hridoye, fadiche karama fasa, Gopinath, Gopinath. Kabe ba jagibo ami, kamarupa ari, dure ke agibo, hridoye spuribe tumi, Gopinath, Gopinath. Ami to tomara janna, tomare charya, sanshara bhajinu, bulia apana dhanna, Gopinath, Gopinath. Tumi to sakali jano, apanara jane, dandiya ekano, sricharane eha sthano, Gopinath, Gopinath. Eki vichara tabba vimukha dekhiya charo nidya janye nakoro karuna labba Gopinath, Gopinath. Amito muraka ati, kise bhala hoya, kabuna bojinu, taiheno mamagati, Gopinath, Gopinath. Tumito pandita bara, mudhera mangala, tume ande shibe, edase na bhavo para, Gopinath, Gopinath. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gopinath, 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 Gopinath.
O Gopinath, please remove this torment of worldly existence, for I can no longer tolerate the pain of ignorance and the repeated succession of birth and death. O Gopinath, indeed I am a servant of lust. Worldly desires are awakening in my heart, and thus the noose of fruitive work is beginning to tighten. O Gopinath, when will I wake up and abandon afar this enemy of lust? And when will you manifest yourself in my heart? O Gopinath, I am your devotee, but having abandoned you and thus forgotten my real treasure, I have worshipped this mundane world. O Gopinath, you know everything. Now, punish your servant, and then please give me a place at your lotus feet. O Gopinath, is this to be your judgment, that seeing me adverse to you, you abandon me and don't bestow even a particle of mercy upon me? O Gopinath, certainly I am very foolish, and I have never known what is actually good for me. Such is my condition. O Gopinath, you are indeed the wisest person. Please look for a way to bring about auspiciousness for this fool, and please do not consider this servant as an outsider.